to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, April 16th, Wednesday of Holy Week, 7:34 Central Time. And joining us by phone this morning, our special guest is Carl Landwehr. He's the president of the Vitae Foundation. Good morning, Carl.
Hi, Andy. It's great to be with you.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. What is the Vitae Foundation? I was doing a little reading, and I think our listeners will certainly be interested in hearing about the Vitae Foundation.
Well, I think so. Vitae, of course, means Latin. It's a Latin word for life, and it means for life. And that's exactly what we do. We help young women who are struggling with an unintended pregnancy to secure help at a pregnancy care center where they will, in most cases, experience an ultrasound where that incredible piece of equipment can introduce mom and dad to baby.
And so how do you support what are the very things that you do as the Vitae Foundation to support life and pregnancy, to make sure that the pregnancies are carried to term?
It's a great question, Andy. First and foremost, we are a little bit different than most Right to Life groups, in that we do a lot of research. A lot of market research is critical. There's all kinds of ways to deal with this issue from the standpoint of things that you communicate, ways that you say those incredible words, life is beautiful. However, for the pregnant woman, she's a uniquely different individual with a uniquely different experience. She's in a personal turmoil that's built around fear. And so our approach is to first figure out how best to message to her to begin the process of reducing that fear, and then continuing that dialogue up until the point where she makes that decision. And then the second thing happens here is we connect her with a pregnancy care center. We're sort of while we're not an ad agency, we do a lot of marketing to help find that young woman, whether it's the internet, TV, radio, wherever we may find her. And then, of course, we connect with the pregnancy care centers. And that's where the magic, you might say, begins, where the ultrasound is typically done, and she begins then a process of bonding with the baby. And then another critical thing happens, a third thing, which is the centers, if they're really, really good and on their game, and many are, some are just medical, some are not medical. The ones that are medical are the ones that can really perform the ultrasound and then connect her with all kinds of other services that she may need to carry the baby to term. So the game isn't over just with the messaging, making her get connected, helping her get connected, and then helping her see what this little child's all about, and then helping her carry the term, whether it's a job, whether it's clothes, whether it's food, maybe just baby clothes, things like that. So the centers typically drill down to find out what her needs are, and then deliver those needs.
And how important is it, how valuable is it for a pregnant woman to see that image of the baby, of the child there in the womb?
It's critical. And the reason it's so critical is because the modern world that we live in like to condense things down to very simple labels and buzzwords. It's her choice. It's her freedom. It's a globus cell. It's a mass of protoplasm. And people who are busy doing all kinds of things in life, young people, they're so busy, they don't take the time to really understand words. What does a word mean? And that ultrasound introduces her to the baby, and it all of a sudden takes away all the rhetoric, the semantic games that get played around the abortion issue. She's about to make the most incredible moral decision of her life. And she feels it internally. She may not be a religious person, one who goes to church regularly, but she knows, because the Lord has put on her heart and soul, that that's a baby. She knows that. But she's victimized by the rhetoric of choice. And so all of a sudden, she now has to make a decision. Am I going to follow my natural faith instincts, or am I going to listen to the rhetoric of the marketers of abortion? So that piece of equipment is critical.
And so to help those types of things happen, such as an ultrasound or other the care and support that's needed for someone who's frightened about a pregnancy, it takes resources. Where does the Vitae Foundation come in?
The foundation relies on individuals, foundations, churches, and the dollars here, the dollars there, the $100, they all add up. We do a lot of events. One event coming up here very soon and on May 2nd is with Dr. Ben Carson. We like to feature notable scholars, in this case, incredible neurosurgeon, who speaks the issues of life in a way that don't normally hear. Mm-hmm. Newspaper, other mediums do not drill down on the level of science, the experiences he's had dealing with life issues, where he separated two twins, twin girls attached at the head. He faced life front and center. And to hear his story about how he appreciates life and how these two young girls were given the incredible ability to live separate of each other, untethered, has a message that resonates in ways that people, when they think of the abortion issue, they don't think of it from the eyes and the hands of a neurosurgeon. They think of it many ways. We're victimized by, as I said earlier, the rhetoric of choice. Here's a person who could cut through the rhetoric of choice and tell you firsthand how he pulled together 70 people to engage in this particular type of surgery, a team of 70 people engaged in separating these two little kids. And you don't hear that very often because this doesn't happen very often. But we were able to bring him front and center in St. Louis to share his story and to invite people to come and be part of the furtherance of that story through the Vitae Foundation.
And how can folks find out about that dinner? It's coming up on Friday, May 2nd, correct?
May 2nd, that's the dinner date. It's at the Frontenac Hilton. And here's a couple ways to drill down on that. Here's first and foremost, 800 number, 393-5791. 1-800-393-5791. And then for those who want to go online, the name Vitae, V-I-T-A-E, add the word foundation, one word, .org, VitaeFoundation.org. And just follow the cues. It'll get you right to the event. And I do want to say that the event at the ballroom level is completely sold out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we have gone ahead and expanded into an overflow room. And it is my understanding that Dr. Carson will spend a little bit of time in the overflow room. Some people actually kind of like it because it's more intimate.
Mm-hmm.
Get to answer more direct questions and talk with Dr. Carson more personally. A meal will be there as well. Have a meal. Just a little smaller venue, but part of the hotel. And then the presentation in the big ballroom will be videotaped and simulcast right into the overflow room. So it'll be the same experience, essentially, but just we couldn't, fire code just didn't allow more than the filling of that room.
Sure. Sure. Well, it sounds like a wonderful event, and Dr. Carson, I'm sure, will be a fine speaker, and all for a good cause to encourage and support the care of life, especially for those expectant mothers, pregnant women who might be facing it with fear.
You know, that's it, Andy. You summarized it extremely well. That's the essence of why we want to be there. We work with great centers in St. Louis, and not just St. Louis, but this is our home base. We have a great, great love for St. Louis. And Vitae message has, the Lord has called us to go into some places around the country where the issue of life is not so friendly.
Mm-hmm.
The abortion advocates are very aggressive, very crass. For example, in L.A., they sell abortions on street corners with coupons. Mm-hmm. You can get a discount if you have an abortion. And a huckster selling or handing out the coupon gets a commission. In Miami, we have great campaigns in Miami. We encountered an incredible situation there where if you have your abortion on Sunday, you can get a $50 discount.
My.
So St. Louis is a friendly, friendly, life-affirming community, and we just enjoy always being present in St. Louis.
We'll find out more about the Vitae Foundation. You can go to vitaefoundation.org. Thank you so much, Carl, for being our guest today.
And it was truly my pleasure, and all the best.
Thank you. To you as well.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll check in with Karen Malik, president of the Coalition on Abortion and Breast Cancer, right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.